After a month-long recess, the 107th Congress reconvenes today for its second session. Republicans will try to force President Bush's agenda past a Democratic-controlled Senate. Confrontations are expected over the economy and the budget deficit. In two eastern Iowa manufacturing towns this week, the president's top economic advisor and several Republican lawmakers campaigned for their party's economic priorities, NPR's David Wellner reports.
The nation's economic downturn has hit industries employing people who make things harder than it has any other sector. And the tidy towns with wood frame houses and smokestack punctuated skylines that dot eastern Iowa's industrial belt are clearly feeling that impact. Jeff Schott is city manager for the Cedar Rapids, Iowa suburb of Marion.
A few years ago, our biggest concern in terms of economic development was workforce development. We were trying to attract people here. Businesses didn't have enough people to hire, and now it's just the opposite situation. Now we're concerned about finding jobs for people who've been laid off or who are concerned about being laid off.
Around Cedar Rapids, hundreds of workers have recently been laid off at the avionics and telecommunications plants that dominate the local economy. They were not at a by-invitation-only early morning gathering that was organized by the local Chamber of Commerce and the chair of Iowa's Republican Party. Lawrence Lindsay, who's the president's top advisor for economic policy, told the business people who did come that he's optimistic about economic recovery.
I am encouraged that the economy is showing some signs of rebounding. I am enough of an economist to be nervous, however, and there's no reason for us to be nervous. If we just fix these problems, I think we're going to be taking out an insurance policy so that the growth we're going to be seeing in the first two quarters of this year is going to continue and accelerate through the rest of the year.
That so-called insurance policy is the $100 billion stimulus package favoring corporate tax breaks that passed twice last fall in the GOP-controlled House, but stalled in the Senate. Iowa Republican Jim Nussel, who chairs the House Budget Committee, seconded Lindsay's demand that the Senate vote on the president's stimulus plan. But Nussel also had some bad news, that the government will be short on funds to pay for the new federal budget.
After the fourth straight balanced budget in a row, the budget now faces a crisis, a fiscal crisis, because of the dramatic events, not only of September 11th, but of the pre-attack recession that has been exacerbated as a result.
Iowa's Republican Senator Charles Grassley said he, too, backs more tax breaks for business. But he cautioned the group that when it comes to federal spending, the war that's followed the September attacks will be the top priority.
This war must be won. And that means, as far as this budget term coming up, that it's guns and not butter.
Even with Washington's strapped finances, economic advisor Lindsay said despite Democrats' criticism of the big tax cut Congress approved last year, Republicans will see it through.
There will be further tax reductions in 2004 and 2006. We'll be bringing the top rate of income tax down to 35%.
Lindsay repeated that message at a similar gathering in Davenport, Iowa. But when he allowed that next year's budget deficit could balloon up to $100 billion, Davenport realtor Bill Gluba challenged him.
$100 billion, where is it coming from? Government's essentially broke, right? There's no big surplus now, right?
The money will be borrowed.
Okay, so essentially coming from the surplus that's built up in Medicare and Social Security.
In the looming budget battle, Democrats in Congress are certain to level that same critique of the deficit again and again. They say lawmakers should stay focused on helping people who've lost their jobs. At Alcoa Aluminum's mile-and-a-half-long Davenport Works plant, more than 200 workers were let go this month in the mill's first layoff in a decade. Charles Keatland, who's worked there 27 years, still has his job, but he's skeptical about an economic recovery.
I just feel like we're in a bit heavier than just a recession. It may be headed towards a depression, and I think it'll be a while before it really turns around.
But the plant where he works is betting things will turn around. Alcoa is finishing a $90 million addition to be ready for when things do bounce back. David Wellner, NPR News, Davenport, Iowa.